It's probably the busiest week of the year for most church musicians, definitely. My name is Parker Kitterman. I'm the director of music and organist at Christ Church in Philadelphia. This week, I prepared, practiced, rehearsed, and led Holy Week services, and I'm right in the midst of it, actually. Last night, we did our Wednesday evening Tenebrae service. Tenebrae comes from an old monastic tradition, basically just a service of prayers and readings, most of which are penitential or even despairing. It's a very austere, bleak kind of service, and tonight we have a Maundy Thursday service. Tomorrow we have two services for Good Friday, and then three services on Easter morning. So, right in the middle of a pretty busy week. What might surprise people the most is a lot of instruments. You master your instrument, you study the repertoire. With the organ, you're often at the mercy of the instrument. Each organ is unique in several different ways. The way the keyboards are laid out, or it could be the number of stops. The sound of every organ is different because of the way the pipes are made and the acoustics of the room and all sorts of different things. When you sit down to play an organ, you have to listen to what the organ is telling you and adapt what you do to that. Certain days I will spend more time on my own practicing and my own planning and writing music and things that are more sort of creative and introverted. And then of course I have days where I need to rehearse with the choirs. I enjoy both parts of it. I do get stressed when the two parts collide and I have to focus on both things at the same time. And then you try to present this veneer of calmness and, you know, like you're this consummate professional, but it doesn't always feel that way.